So let's pray. Lord, we Lord, as we come before you, we just want to tell you that we love you. We just want to tell you, Lord, that we are so thankful for who you are and what you've done in our hearts and in our lives. And just bless God as we look into your word. And we'll thank you for that. And praise you for that. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Mm, yes.
I was thinking about something that Pastor Schauer spoke about from Isaiah, the 50th chapter, where he went into how God opened my ear. And let's go over to Luke, the 24th chapter. Hoping that you're a little bit familiar with what happened here. This is right after Jesus was crucified, buried, and the disciples and apostles were scattered. And Jesus comes alongside of two people headed towards a place called Wandering. Mm. And he invested in them and they turned around. So we heard about how we can turn around, but in verse 44 he said, "These are the words which I spoke unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me." Mm-hmm. And then here's the verse that I was like really struck by. It says, "Then he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures." He opened their understanding. He did what? He gave them an ear to hear. Because, like, I don't know about you, but we know, a lot of us know the Bible, don't we? And yet then there are times when God opens our understanding. And I heard that, you know, last night in what you shared, and how much we need that for the Holy Spirit to take what we know, what we think we know, and show it how does it apply. I don't know about you, but sometimes I say to God, you know, I shouldn't have such and such a problem based on what I have heard and what I know and what has been taught to me for years and years and years. But Lord, to be honest with you, I still have areas where I need you to make it work in my heart and my life. I can't, I want to be healed. I want to be restored. I want to be renewed. I want to be refreshed. But my conscious mind can't do that to my subconscious, involuntary, the deep places of my heart and my life. I don't even know what's down there sometimes. So here I am, Lord, at your throne, just needy. Knowing what you've said, wanting to believe it, but yet, Lord, help, help, help,
yes,
help my unbelief.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because I need you to open my understanding. So I don't know about you, but isn't it a refreshing thing to be lying on your bed, or to be in a quiet place and have God come and visit you and heal you and restore you, and you think, well, God, could you tell me, like a doctor would, the procedure that you're going to perform so that I know what's going on? And God just does what he just says. Just sit still for a minute and know that I am the Lord. So we need to be careful with this book. That he does what? That he opens our understanding. But turn over with me to Psalm 94. One of my favorite verses over there. Psalm 94, and I think it's verse 12. It says, blessed is the man whom thou chasteneth, O Lord, and teaches him out of your law. Can I just say that the best teacher I have ever met is Jesus Christ himself. And everybody that I who has ever impacted me would tell you the same thing. Because there's no one who speaks like Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There's nobody who understands you or me like Jesus Christ. There's nobody who knows how to fix us like the Lord Jesus Christ. I remember Pastor Schaller years ago, when he first became pastor, he brought out a box, or he talked about a box of wires. Remember that?
Yeah. Yes, he did.
And we talked, the box of wires was just a jumble of wires that had been accumulated, and many of us, if you're like me, I saved every screw I find. I saved every piece of my wife nuts, what are you going to do with this? I don't know, we may need it someday. But he talked about how there's a box of wires that you just couldn't, it was like an old telephone wire, I think, that was just so tangled and so mangled and so intermeshed that it could be done, But it'd be, for us, it'd be like a complete waste of time. It would take months and months and months. And so, and he likened that to situations in our lives, situations in our hearts, and situations that we go through, and we just have to turn them over to Jesus. We cannot try to figure ourselves out. Because God is the only one who can search and deal with what's in our hearts. Some people tell you, you need to look deep within. I did, and I got frightened. I shut that door. No trespassing.
It's true.
But God says, what? He's the one, Jeremiah 17, verse 10. He searched the heart.
Yes.
He knows, he can deal with that. He can take those broken pieces and mend them. And I'm finding have you ever said, God, I wish I could get over the hump? Yeah. And what we think is like, I'm going to get to this place where I no longer need God any longer. Mm. And God says, uh-uh. Mm. That's how he says it to me. He says no. Mm. So let's go over to Psalm 119. I think it's verse 18. Open, Lord, open my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. For blessed is the man whom God teaches, and who God has opened their minds and opened their eyes. You know, I've been studying the Bible almost daily for, I'm not good at that, a long time. Over 40 years, every day. And still, there's stuff in here I still get. Unbelievable. Absolutely incredible, this book.
Yes.
And I hope that you stay that way. Mm. And we were talking about people who wander off into other stimulants, and so I'm like, who could compare? Why would you want to go eat from a garbage pail? When you can have the Lord Jesus Christ open your heart, open your eyes, open your mind, and show you what wondrous things right from this book. And as I said in West Palm, is it West Palm? I'm still trying to catch up to Dr. Stevens. Some of the things he taught us were like absolutely incredible. Wondrous things. things. I mean, absolutely amazing. The understanding that God gave him for us so that we can see what the Holy Spirit wants to do and what he desires to bring into our hearts and into our lives. And we have a great salvation, don't we? And we have a wonderful, beautiful, magnificent Savior who is there to do well. To open our hearts, open our eyes, and open our minds to the wondrous things in this book. So, what makes us different? We are what? We are a Word of God revival. And that's why we have Bible college. That's why we have services. That's why we're on radio. That's why we're, in booklets and on the internet and all kinds of things, because of this book and what we have found and now want to share with others. And so that's why I came here. And that's why I hope you did too. To get a little bit more open to what the mind and heart of God is. Let's pray. Lord, we desire to be Spirit-taught people, Lord. We want the Bible to burn in our hearts like it did when those two people who were wandering and running away from Jerusalem. And they said to one another, did in your hearts burn when he opened up the scriptures to us? God, we desire to have that to be our portion, to be something that you begin and do every day in our hearts and in our lives. That your word would burn away and fire us up. You would pluck down and pull out and build and edify, restore, renew, and enliven us, Lord, like never before. And thank you for that. And praise you for that. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen. Praise God.